Good morning again. Good evening. I won't take your time today. Let me just welcome all the nations and family houses watching in different locations from the studio. We're here. I can see nations still pouring in. Australia. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Hungary. I think this is the first time I'm seeing you guys. Welcome. 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 Today, I want to speak about freedom fighters. Non-typical, of course, for the church. But before then, let me just show you one or two things. So congratulations to the leadership for a very powerful first 418 service of 2024. The Givers Club, you're also almost there. Can I see the chart? Can I see the chart of the Givers Club? New elites, you are taking a serious lead. The gap new elite is creating here is intimidating. I congratulate new elite. I've challenged Connect. So what happened to Connect? They said they're looking forward to a merger with maybe banking. But of course, I know the dynamics of this. So we're going to have to complete this today. And let's get to the full chart and close this line. Well, this has been impressive. Thank you. Thank you. Let me show you one of the things that we need to build this month, and we're going to build it. I wanted to build a gamer center. Just for those who are gamers. The church is looking at a skill that they've never seen before. This is skill. We know exactly how to reach the people we need to reach, and we wanted a 24 hours open, and a card, if you're part of the Givers Club, you can access it almost through that 24 hours. And if you have people who are gamers or like those stuff, we're going to be able to bring in Americans who make a lot of money from gaming into this center. Have you got the pictures ready, sir? And have you removed what you need to remove from me? Thank you. This is going to be ready this month. We're going to have it done this month. And it's called Shepherd. So it's going to be the first setup of the Shepherd family, properly established with their office and stuff there. So this is important that you participate in this. Of course, I'm looking forward to one of the biggest summits that has ever happened in Europe, and that's the Gloss Beauty Summit in March. And I hope all of us who love good things will love progress. And we talk about freedom fighters. Everyone who has the ability, the appetite to change the norms. Those of us who have come to agree that things are in a certain way, but we don't want to stay with how it is. And starting from the smallest of us, no matter what we decide to change around us, whatever we've decided to change is what makes us a freedom fighter. And I'm looking at the stories of freedom fighters from a Mandela to a Moses in the scriptures, all the way to a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King Jr., something in common. They were never in agreement with status quo. And freedom can be fighting from the way we do business to the way we do relationship. What we're just saying is that we have a setting that we met, and we're not going to allow that setting to remain the same. It's a call. Jesus, Yehoshua, is a freedom fighter. And I'm going to show you a scripture soon. I think having the appetite for freedom fighting is what set us on a different course in life. Trying to do things the abnormal way, so to speak, because we've seen the height of the result of what is normal. People who are free, and that freedom starts from our mind, our ability to accept that we don't have to do things in a set way. It is not rebellion. It is looking for better ways. It is not rebellion. It is seeking answers. Ask the question, how can we take a Ghanaian, a Ghanibi, and make her a multimillionaire? Normally, the community has already streamlined her life, give birth to kids, and live in London. And possibly, you may be lucky to earn 2 to 3K a month. And what you all are doing, setting up beauty summit, setting up fashion show, setting up gaming club, is to give her ability to fight. The ability to fight to at least live. To live life. We came here once. We don't know where we're going after here. But to live fully is to at least fight for something that is different from what we met. This is what freedom fighters fought for. They are just looking at what we met, and what they are saying is, maybe we can try. And if I've overcome stereotypes in my mind, if I'm not thinking of what others would think, if I'm not comparing my life with anybody else, then I'm free. I'm free because the comparison will be the problem. If this person is achieving this, I must try. No, your greatest achievement will be your freedom. Freedom from the religion we met, freedom. Freedom from the bondage of culture, freedom. Look at what Yehoshua says here. And I don't want to rely on the Bible source today. In fact, I don't want to use it at all today, but I will refer to one word from him. Whilst I'm doing that, we have our friends, of course, in the house. Dele Omawuli. Omawuli means son of the prophet, one of the biggest kit makers in Africa. The family welcomes you. And of course, I can't even say we have a visitor here. Mr. and Mrs. Okechukwu, of course, you know him as Chief Priest and the Angel. The family loves you. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. We love you. The family loves you. And we are in the same uniform this morning. Look at scriptures here. Quickly.
John 8, verse 31.
Very popular scripture, but I still think it's one of the most powerful speeches that Yehoshua gave. Because the reason is this. The moment you start clocking while you're here on earth, the script. Maybe we'll still use one scripture about the script. The moment you're clocking it, that's how you plug into economic freedom. Because you're understanding why. The Lord said to me, if you want to really see, and I needed to hear this. If you really want to see financial breakthrough for your people, you've got to tell them more about how freedom fighters they are. Yes, it is seed. But seed now defined, redefined. Yes, we have the fear of complete departure from what we knew seed and given to be. But we have to tell ourselves, as much as the religious people's mind can be weary, people have to actually come into the understanding that they are given because there's a movement, not just because of God, there's a movement. This movement is fighting for a community. It is then and only then that we'll be able to raise sustainable multimillionaires, because they are funding a work that they understand. They understand it way beyond just the spirituality of it. They understand that they came to play a part. They came to play a part in the freedom of their whole community, because the blessing of one is the blessing of all, and the blessing of all is the blessing of one, meaning that if one gets blessed, he understands why. He understands why God is going to give him ability to move money like a bundle, the ability to create a structured security company like you, the ability to gather people all over the world like you, the ability to pastor a church maturely like you, the ability to run the company like you, the ability to raise a whole movement, the elite movement, a freedom church like you, the ability, of course, to coordinate and to hold a work down for your leader, your husband, your whatever, the ability to build difficult word over time and keep building it for the liberation of the people, including the ability to speak with prowess and clarity and raise a family. You don't need 1,000 people in life family. You just need one sensible person after person who are able to hear you clearly over and over again. And before you know it, you've built an ideology movement. And I can go around the room, but time will not permit me. In every of our endeavor, the Givers Club is a freedom fighting club, because you're looking at a pity and we fought for a freedom, the ability to be us regardless of what people think, because we came to understand our truth. Look at this scripture. If you read a verse before it, and I'll start rounding up, because I just came like Pastor Nikki did. I just think that the whole month is to mobilize ourselves. And if we think that we've evolved, to evolve more boldly, because it takes courage. Thank you. It takes courage to now evolve into what God planned for our lives. And the closer we are getting into it, the bolder we are becoming to challenge status quo and the things that we used to know. And we must have no fear. We must not have no fear to completely depart from the things that we used to know, because on the other side waits for us a blessing that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has not entered the heart of man. But we have to be able to cross over. Are you listening to me? Who is ready for the blessing, the kind of power eyes have not seen, the kind we've seen, and we keep seeing the kind of influence coming from entertainment, but yet there's a kind of influence coming from businessmen. Eyes have not seen it, but we see it from a distance. Do you understand that when Martin Luther King Jr. was standing and he says, I've been to the mountaintop and I can see, I have a dream. Now I'm announcing to you that we can see from the mountaintop what eyes have not seen. So what is coordinating our movement is what others cannot see, but we can see it. And what is asking us is, can we keep moving? Quickly turn to your neighbor and say, we've got to keep moving. It doesn't matter. You didn't tell them, did you? We have to keep moving. We will keep moving. It doesn't matter what your mistake yesterday is. It doesn't matter what the mistake or your imperfection is. All we're just going to do is we're going to take one more step. So don't dwell in yesterday. You are freedom fighters. Sometimes in freedom fighting, you lose a battle, but the war is not over. Just one more step. Are you listening to me? Just one more step. Just one more battle. And if I lost the last battle, I'm just saying, give me one more battle, because this one more battle can prove me right. The whole nation, we are about to be proven right, because we did not leave the ring. We did not stop fighting. Our vindication is coming. Our nature of winning is coming. You are winners in this house. You can change the world. And guess what? You will change the world. You can get stuck in yesterday. You can get stuck in the mistakes that you've made. You can sulk on the mistake and the consequence of it for so long. But there is, the biggest mistake is to stay there. I don't care what people call us or call you. We're not going to stay there. We're just going to take one more step. I love Caleb. He's just saying, give me a battle. Because when you have no battles to fight, there is no trophy to win. You get older and older by the day, because something else is throwing battles your way. Choose your battle. We have chosen our battle as economic freedom for young black people. That's the battle we chose. And there are enemies against her. There are fury darts against her. But guess what we're going to do? Sometimes when we get hit, we're going to hold that spear still on our body, and we're still going to fight all the same, because freedom fighters became like gods. the making of gods. There's many depressing issues in life, but an ideology that refuses to conform. You know, sometimes conformation looks like the easy way out. Join the system, they said. But if you're going to join the system, you're going to have to compromise your ideology, meaning you're going to submit your freedom. And sometimes we just refuse. As long as battles are coming our way, these battles are a call to winning. And if there's next stage, then we are the one causing the next stage problem. Because why do you want to do a beauty summit? Another battle to win. But guess what? I know the Phoebes can win this battle. I know the women in this house can win this battle. I know the gloss movement can win this battle. You are well able to take the land for Christ's sake, because that is what he called you to do. And don't stop fighting. Can I hear an amen in this house? One of the greatest freedom fighters that I know, Timmy, ran away because they're looking for him in his country. His name is Moses now. Freedom fighter, refusing to conform to the palace. It's easier to think that someone is just going to hand something over to you. Or God says for Moses, it entered into his heart when he was 40. It came to his heart that the palace is comfortable, but I've got my people there. And he went to fight for his people, ran away. Came back 40 years after, faced the most powerful king, a freedom fighter. Just him and Aaron, two people, are asking for the liberation of their people. Because if you are not free from an environment first, you cannot free people from that environment. And if you are not free from stipulated ideology, then you cannot create any wealth. Ideology is the beginning of economic freedom. It's about what you believe first, not the business you start. So what God did in this house over time is to give you a belief system before he now sent you to the SME mountains. I saw an article sent to me, and they said the government just declared that 2024 is the year of SMEs. Guess what? We are ahead of them. However, they also needed to say it, because they are the system to confirm that what God is saying to us, the push that came to us, must be taken seriously at the cost of our lives. If you are still sleeping right now on the SMEs, you are probably not called to this. But if you are called to it, you can do it. The season, the atmosphere is set for it. But the prophet and the prophetic saw it first. You must not be afraid of those, you know. Most of our brothers and sisters, they are in bondage and they don't know. They are used to it. So he raises fighters. So Moses, as now all the things that have happened in Egypt has happened, and he gets to the Red Sea. I'm still talking about at least taking one more step. If there's anything that has helped us in down days, we just took another step. In down days, in the locked up Lancaster, we just took a step to spend more. Imagine that. We took a step to spend more. And there was all kind of temptation to say, rent a cheaper place. Guess what? It would have made sense, but it would have been moving backward. It is not winning. So most things you have to do in order to win does not make logical sense. Most times. You don't have to make logical sense. It just has to be faith based on an ideology. Ability to wait for the right time and put in a risk that others will not do. That separates us from the normal. That's what you did as a church, as a movement. And now more is asking you to evolve more for the sake of your brothers and sisters who are still locked up in religion and poverty. I want you to remember that the reason for wealth is so that we can speak truth. And if, meaning we can speak as a house now, and we don't mind whose house is God. Because they don't feed you. Wealth gives you ability to create more because you are bold enough and you are fearless. But you see, before the wealth called money comes the wealth called ideology. The ability to find. Because Christ says you will seek and you will find. The ability to find. To find what is worth living for. to find what is truth. And so the way we are set up is, however long it takes us to get to that government that God has set for us, we will wait. We will not just be hungry. We will not wear less clothes. We will not drive less. We will be in our own corner prospering as much as we can, but we won't be tempted. But someone saying, someone just did a holiday and made a billion. None of my business. He made a billion. Can he spend it? If you have money you can't spend, you are still poor. Do you have the ability to spend it? We are rich because we are givers. Are you listening to me? We have the ability to spend. We are not afraid. And guess what? We will never have shortage. Look at this story. He's now liberated them and they are moving towards, they're moving towards the scene. The host of Pharaoh is behind them because freedom fighters and those who get successful, you will never stop getting chased. You didn't hear me. It will never happen. I love that reaction because remember how you used to react to the word too. We used to flip chairs over. When this kind of word is eating you, you want to just eat somebody's ear, bite it off. Because it's eating you in the right places. Well, it is, but seriously, calling us to a next level, because we, the reason why we are mobilizing is to have enough wealth to wait. They are stalked out. They are stalked. They may look like they are still fruitful and all. They are stalked. You have to open your eyes to see. So anyway, Moses gets these guys out. Now they are being chased, and it must look like God must have a plan for them, and they didn't just reach the Red Sea suddenly. You of course know there is a sea there because you made the seas, yet it took them through the path of the sea. And look at what it tells Moses at their most confusing hour. I'm just trying to wake up a spirit in you. Is our ancestor spirit. You've had ignorance going on. Imagine a pastor trying to tell the history, because Daddy Freeze or these guys have spoken about the history of Africa. This guy comes and says history. He said people that don't research, he says, like if you check how the church helped Nigeria, he said that Mary Slessor stopped the killing of twins in Nigeria. You see, this is the problem when all you read is comic books. No, it didn't. They only killed twins in Calabar, Nigeria. It's Calabar, the whole of Nigeria, in one place. The women there were fighting. I'm a Yoruba man, yeah, or from Yoruba tribe. In our own tribe, in the days, because they painted a story now and said, she just came to help us. You know how white people glide in? They just glide in. Now you guys, we just come to save you. No, there was killing of twins in one place in our own tribe. Yeah? We never killed twins. Hebrews never killed twins. Actually, in our tribe, we worshipped them. We saw them as deity. Far from it, are you? Alicia, so don't say, hey, I knew I was a god. Only the word can make you God. The fact that two of you popped out of somewhere, one of you is a nation, one of you is a supplanter. So that's what scripture says. Esau and Jacob. But look at this. No, she didn't. People fought. There were women mobilizing against that barbaric culture in one or two locations. And they fought. Yes, a Mary Slessor came and helped. They said, well, it was our kings, I'm going somewhere with this, that used to sell our own people. Well, again, perverted history sense. Yes, that did happen. But guess who they sold them to? The other people. So now they said, but the white people also came to help. So it's like, okay, the Christianity is real because you that sold, another person from your tribe came and bought it. Then another person came to say, don't sell. It's just your own world. It's none of our business. But what we're saying is this. As good as all those truths are, we have a role to play. Economic freedom, the creation of wealth, so that the message of Christ will be relevant to the next generation. That's how we can set ourselves free from the limitations and the caveat already put on us for an average life. Our call as a movement is to establish this. Understand that our own history, can you imagine? They say, look at this, so that we all learn quickly, footnote. So that you learn what our ancestors did. They say the first woman to drive, black woman in Africa to drive, is Mrs. Kuti. Yes. But you see, that's the part they want us to know. They don't tell us that these guys, I want to talk to the Phoebes and women in general in a minute. You see, the white man is so interesting. You know why he would choose just that one? It is like good for his own image too. But this same woman was the confidant of Chairman Mao. Fela's mother. Confident, like they spoke. Shoulder to shoulder. They were not their slaves. They were not borrowing from them. They went to negotiate with the nation until Chairman Mao of China made her a confidant. I just don't think there is anything beyond our limit. There is only something that has put limits on us. Our history is so perverted that we think that we are beggars. We are freedom fighters in your bloodline. From Ghana to Congo, from Kwame Nkrumah to the founders of Congo, all the way to Nigeria, in our blood is a fighting ability that wins. If our culture tells us that we are limited, we are announcing through the word that there is nothing anyone has achieved in the world that we cannot. It's in your blood. That's why I'm telling you these histories. And your blood now combined with scriptures, the creation itself, not religion now. The power of creation, the power of God that took Adam out of the soil, gave him word by which he now lived. He was never taught how to raise his hand, but he raised his hand. He was never taught how to walk, but he walked because the word hit him. I'm just asking the nation family, are you ready for the next level of this evolution? We're looking for women freedom fighters. Like what Aloha is doing. Like what Gloss is doing. What BNA is doing, Beauty Nation Academy, like what Banking Family is doing. You guys are freedom fighters. We don't need placards. We need movements. Placards are good, but once you register, you've taken a venue, cost you only God knows how, and you gather thousands of women in a beauty summit, you're speaking a voice, because you are not sponsored by Vogue. It is not Vogue. It is you yourself mobilizing yourself. These are the real freedom fighters. And the destination, all of us, as we're mobilizing together. I want you to leave the given chart on the screen. We have 2 more days to reach the top of this mountain. Freedom fighting. We're going to build everything. From the world for gamers to beauty. We're going to be a family that they would say richest family on earth. From Christ, from the word. And they're going to know that we have our hands in all the pies, everything. Well, let me finish on movement, then I'll close with just mobilize everything, every single thing. So it's not time for a leader to sleep or a follower to sleep. If your leader sleeps, wake him up. If he doesn't wake up, move on. We can't afford 1 minute of, oh, now I'm getting it. The word has given you these things years and years and years, over and over again. It is now called to, now we are reaching the real place now. Now it's putting a real demand on us. We don't have 2 weeks to mobilize. Once this closes, maybe Tuesday morning, we enter another mobilization. We are mobilizing 24/7. Let me finish on movement. Tell me, Pastor, please.
Exodus 14, verse 15.
Tell me quickly. Thank you.
Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me?
Imagine God saying, they've reached the Red Sea now. The host of Egypt is behind them. The Red Sea is in front of them, stuck in the wilderness, because at that point there were no people. They were walking on a word, let my people go. Now they are stuck. What do we do when we're stuck? You know, usually it will be prayer meeting. God save me. And God said to Moses, why are you crying to me? It's not in my hands. Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelite to move on. That's what we're saying here today. From whatever is our old back, from whatever is our past mistakes, for whatever is our shortcoming, for whatever is your weakness that you can't overcome, just move on. I know you didn't hear that. You know that, right? Christianity or Pentecostalism taught us to just stay dealing with a thing for time. You can't win. I don't know how to say that without getting into more trouble. Just move on. Get into what is progressive. You can complain about something, what has held you back, what has held you back. Move on. Tell the Israelite to move on, tell me.
Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea.
There's a sea in front of him. And he's saying, take the next step into the water. Then I'll split it. It's always the next step. Every time we're supposed to be down, it's always saying, what is it? The Givers Club is the next step. Please, guys, don't go and restructure this thing to waiting for your family to mobilize. We've created a chart, give. Simple. I don't even want to know the family heads are the mobilizers. I really don't care. If the word you're listening to from PT right now is not mobilizing you, you need to step out of that chart and just go sit down with your leader for 1 year and you people be talking back and forth. It's simple, straightforward. Remove all the politics. Given is, you can't put politics around given. You'll be down. Oh, well, we need to talk to this leader. I don't care what leader you talk to. They don't have the authority to raise you. They can't. Even if they try, the best they will be is social service person to you. Make sure they are in your naming, or naming of your child. Your wedding. First, congratulations, Dorothy, your graduation. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but what I meant for evil got turned for good, so whatever. We've got bigger assignment. Remove politics from how we mobilize ourselves, because we have a date to keep with destiny. And he says, the Gloss Beauty Summit and all the things. After that, we're then going to come back to build the business up, and I think we found the location already that we wanted to build in those days in Bromley. Now we found a huge place, and most of the businesses will reside there. It's going to be an exhibition place you enter on a daily basis, and you can see about 60 to 70 businesses, and their desks just running. We're talking about vision. There are lots of generations that have spoken about the Black People Liberation. You are called to now do it. And let me tell you, we said we're going to mobilize like this for 3 months. You will see the floodgate open to us. We're going to see a level of the blessing that we've never seen before. This is our call. I really want to stop. This is our call. This is what he's called us to do. For the first time, we're going to open the Givers Club to people that are not even in service or whatever. People that have been asking, I've seen the work you guys are doing. I don't care if it's a penny a month or a million. How can I give to it? And we shut that door for years, because we don't want people coming to say, another church who wants to take money from people. We don't want to take money from people. We want to give money to people. We need a community. So I came to just make clear our move-on strategy. We left the world we know into what you can call the unknown, but we're willing to take the risk. For it is good to bear the burden when you're young. Those of you who have gone back to training like you just did, those of you who understand money making, but you've gone to create structure to it. I've asked that the bidding office opens back again, now with my personal oversight. A bidding office, your crypto stuff office, all these things are commissioned to open back with the proper training and the proper structure. Why am I saying this? So that all of you with skill and training and certificate can come back to build. I want the scripture go to all the mountains and bring woods that my house may be built. Otherwise, when the people with this ideology, when Jade with this ideology, and now they've invited you to be UN something, ambassador for UN talk, your girl now, Jerusha, trying to win counselorship. Thank you. And many other people in different mountains. When they want to push these things, who will sponsor them? When we need Jade in the next 10 years or 15 years or 20 to be the first female prime minister, I think eventually it will go to West Indians. You people suffered here. To be the first, who are the people, the institutions that will sponsor it? We can't carry cash in Ghana, must go and give her. But we need her to be prime minister. She's already set on that path. But you need these businesses. They need to see the donation of businesses, like 500 businesses, like they've never seen before. We must build that now. Not to now talk of Africa. It's as important to us. From Congo to, I heard that Congo and Nigeria may play football tournament. That's going to be difficult, you know. I'll just be a judge. I will belong to no single country on earth. But look at this. As we begin to discover every seed that has started today, we're calling them SMEs today, but they are seeds. They become a mighty oak tree, instruments of prosperity. But prosperity is not so that we can gather things. It is so that we can push this ideology. And so what I'm saying in essence is all the businesses must now begin to have structure, hard work. And again, I've told the head of, I don't have time. The issue is you're young. Your people are young. I'm not. And I'm young, but I choose not to be. I don't have time. I can't sleep. I'm not just business supervisor. We create things, not just things, but relationships that work so that these things can be more fruitful. Why? So that we can preach Christ the way we have to. So don't sleep. You are freedom fighters. And I've given you the first prophetic word. Move on. Whatever the past is, move on. You've taken 24 days or 21 days to just go and train on something. Now you're going to push other people. Everyone under your house will train to be that also. You can't be in any of the development center. And you do, if it is a house of cryptos, everybody there must have an idea. Must be able to go do what they need to do. This is how communities prosper. Otherwise, people will wait and say, oh, God will just bless me. No, we already have the strategy. We have a system. And you see, that system don't have to be perfect. All it has to be is, it has the involvement of people who seek truth and perfection. Then it begins to evolve. Then you understand that you're not given to God, you're given to humanity by listening to God. And our pastor says, give to God. He say, where will he, what would he buy with it? LV? Mm-mm. An ideology, a faith. It causes us to blossom. We hear the word, we judge it by our own spirit, and we look for how do we reach the world? How do we save our community? How do we ultimately face the continent most of you came from? That's from the West Indians to Africa. How do we install right governance? The ideological governance that creates prosperity for his people. In this, Christ is glorified. I just came to say again, we've got work to do. And it's the work of the mind first. It's the seriousness of the mind. And anything that has politics hanging around it at this stage will advance and grow. And some politics will come into play. Politics is part of life. But right now, we have a raw work to do. We cannot get our eyes off the ball. So all of you who are business people, you're walking it like as freedom fighters, not just money makers. So it means that you cannot have a down moment. Yehoshua says, and you shall know the truth. One of the truth I came to tell you is that before you were born, there's a fighting spirit inside you already, trying to get something. And when our grandparents failed to reach it, it gave our parents a chance to reach it. And when they failed to reach it, it's now turning to you and saying, would you make it? Would you be strong enough, or would you be emotional? Would you be focused, or would you allow all the things, elements of this world to drown you? Would you rise above challenges, or would you let them swallow you? Would you move on? I just believe that there is something in front of us that eyes have not seen. And we're really trying to assess this thing. Our mobilization is one of the first ways. We're speaking. So we're not going to do that game of, well, we went till the 15th. We cannot. We don't have that time. All houses mobilizing for March. All houses, all leaders awake enough, unifying each other. If we have one language, we can take the world. Nobody believed we can come this far. We didn't have the money to. But we have the unity and the word too. If it's reprogramming and restructuring us right now, it's just saying you've seen a level of wealth. Now there's another level, which makes you more powerful to help those that are without and to bring them into this ideology, one person after the other. Of course, to win the world, we're not in a rush. But to set the structures that will help us, we are in a hurry. We don't have a minute. We don't have a second. We only have now. And now is active. So after March, when all the beauty people merge to create their own shops, we're going to have, this year, we want like 50 front shops on different things, on different stuffs. Don't stay in offense. Don't stay in offense. Don't stay in. And if I just said it, they give us love. If anyone is still saying, well, you know, I'm just confused about the structure, maybe just don't give till December. Because the Givers Club is there. It's clear. It's clear. It's only that I can go behind and say, no, but this is the, there's no way than what I'm saying now. Your group chats are there. If there's a confusion, put the question there. Because uniformly, like we've seen in the, we all prosper together. You didn't have a system where the pastor was wearing nice clothes and you can't. Look around. And those who have seen resources before, and you're in a period, in before March or by March, there will be a flow of more resources again. Just listen to your PT. And your PT now means personal trainer. Just listen. And when you hear, don't go and mix things up with it. Just listen plainly. Don't say, well, he might say this, but maybe there's no maybe. Clear. It's clear, Obi. Are you listening? It's clear. It's clear. Got somewhere to reach, and we're going to get there. We're going to reach it. Freedom Church, of course. Maybe that's why you're topping the chat right now. I'm looking forward to your service. It's going to be a fire service. Then in the service, we're going to announce who next is doing a physical service meeting. I need your group chat, the Givers group chat. And I've been telling pastors, I need it popping and talking all the time. Once you reach what you said, you stop it. It's fine. Reach it, stop it, and then every house again. We're just going to keep doing what we did that prospered all of us. 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. We're just going to repeat that thing again. And as we're doing that, we're creating hubs now. Like I said before, gaming centers, beauty centers, everything human beings do. So you better be looking at your own field right now, and whoever is leading in those endeavors, just lead and create. Let's take the risk that we took that got us here. The risk of faith in one another, yeah? The risk of unity, yes? The risk of blinding our eyes to what people are saying and doing, and turning a deaf ear but focusing without stopping. Freedom fighters are usually the most controversial people in the world. We don't mind to be controversial. All we don't want is to be poor. You didn't hear me? We don't mind to be controversial. And we're not going to repeat the system of church where the pastor takes or looks good and everyone is poor. No. We're going to generate the system of everybody like a community. Like Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 said, and there was no needy among them. That's what we're recreating. Can I hear an amen? Let me see the comment from all the houses. What are you singing? Let me share thoughts with you. You see, Christianity never promised riches or healing. So I ask the question, in life, and you may need to hear this because people would challenge some of our ideology. What then is sacrifice? Because what Christianity asks for is a sacrificial life. To be like Christ is to be sacrificial. So I asked my friend, because he has good things, he has good watches and stuff. So I said, you know, and he preaches sacrifice. I said, well, you know, you may feel guilty that you have all these things, but you're supposed to live a sacrificial life. Seemingly, Peter and Paul were poor. What is Christian sacrifice? It certainly cannot be abstinence from sexual pleasure, because you don't have to be a Christian to do that. No, talk to me, guys. Everything you can call sacrifice, you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to accept Christ to do those things. What then is the Christian life? And if we're going to find that out, we have to look carefully at Christ. Christ's personal life was not discussed in the Bible. For some reason, it was just quiet. They didn't tell us how he lived, if he drank, we don't know. What then is sacrifice? I asked my friend, because he's a very scholarly person. He's a very studious person. He's read the Bible in 4 or 5 languages. What is Christian life? What is Christian sacrifice? He said, I've never thought of that. I just believe to put others first. I asked the question, do you have to have accepted Christ to put others first? Do you need Christ to do that? Humans do that. If it is abstinence from what they taught us was fornication and adultery, there are monks. Does that mean they are Christ-like? This is sacrifice, guys. To not give up. To not quit is sacrifice. I'll explain that. Jesus, whom you call Jesus, Yehoshua, knew the purpose for which he was birthed. The ultimate was to die and resurrect, yes? And the time comes, because there are 10 against 1. The whole world, all the Pharisees and the Sadducees are against him. They want to kill him. At that point, he can withdraw and say, this is too much. You remember the Garden of Gethsemane? When he said, I wish that this cup will pass over me. To not quit. Once you've heard the message of what you're created here to do, in the thick and the thin, what makes you Christ on earth, what makes you Christ-like, is not to quit. That is your greatest holiness to God. Every other thing, others can do it. So if you believe something, If you found why you're here, the ultimate sacrifice is to go all the way. What makes you Christ-like, what makes you a true Christian, is that you're willing to go all the way until you accomplish that purpose. Are you listening to me? So it is not all the things they taught us. And then someone says, I don't smoke anymore, because that's not sacrifice. You may not smoke all you want, but without purpose that you're willing to live for to the end of your life, you are still not a Christ-like person. Christ-like is all the way to the cross. All the way to death. It did not stop what it believed it was created here on earth to do. Many of you, the word has given you why you are here. Do not quit. What guarantees your heaven is the fact that you will not stop. So I want to see on the screen, you're telling me, I will not stop. Thank you. As the nation family, as the Spark Nation, we've had many occasions to stop, and stopping will not look like a sin. It's the greatest sin of all. Imagine if Christ did not see through the Garden of Gethsemane. He was there. He was thinking, I don't want to do this anymore. But God was saying, if you don't do this, no matter how holy you've lived, you did not live for me. Givers, we don't stop until we get to purpose. So snatchers, if you stop because time is difficult, you are no longer Christ-like. You backslided. Are you listening to me? Music Nation, Kofi and everyone, you do not stop because times are hard. You fight more because that's what makes you God on earth. Did you hear what I just said this afternoon? So I'm asking you to rise up in your spirit. Don't stop. Don't quit until we get to the destination. Sometimes we want to stop by changing style. We will not stop. We will not change style. We believe in sin. Thank you. Someone said, I tire. Wealth Nation will not stop. I like that. I tire wealth will not stop. You will not stop. This is what God called you to do. Rise on your feet, everyone, as we close this service. Your voice and freely you gave.
Freely you gave it all for us.
Don't stop. I like this. I, Ashley, the new institute, we not stop. Wait. I'll let you wake up properly. I like how you're writing it on the screen. Those who are watching from all these centers, those who will not stop, those who believe they found purpose. You are brothers in the past who stopped. Leading the institute, they just stopped. That's your backsliding moment. It's not the sin you did on the street. Pentecost cannot tell me my emotions. Pentecostalism cannot tell me what my body should do. But the word tells me. Not stopping, seeing it all the way to the cross. When they abused you in the community and BBC, you didn't stop. That's what makes you Christ-like. Maybe there are times that we run back and try to say it another way. God says, you backslided. That's when you backslid. Go back. You want to see, you want to get to the place of power, go back. Go back to what I committed to your ends and how I committed it to your ends to do it. Those of you who are maturing in age and you are beginning to reduce sacrifice, don't stop. Don't waste the seed you sown before. See it grow. So when we see, thank you, I on Yeka, Flaky Bake will not stop. Don't stop until Flaky Bake is able to give $1 million to charity. They didn't clap for you though, but you will do it. I, Lauren, Life Family will not stop. This is your sacrifice. And when you refuse to stop, there are things that will make you want to. What makes you Christ-like is that you will refuse to. All the fellowships, all the family houses. Don't say because things are low, you quit. No, you must always be at the top of the chart. I said I wanted the chart, my friends. Thank you. Always at the top of the chart until you get to what Pete has been speaking over your life. I, Deborah, Sound Mind UK, will not stop. I, Jed Edwards, the politician, will not stop. I, Dami, Otelier, will not stop. I, Thomas, limitless, will not stop. Speak about yourself and your family as well. God bless you. Freely you gave it. Thank you, guys. I need the energy now. Thank you.
Surrender your life upon the Lord.
Great is your love, everyone. Like the motivational message. No, did you hear what I just said? To be Christ-like, I just compared it to the way to the cross. Now quitting on something because it's found a new ideology. So those who change the world, the freedom fighter, just knew. How can you be in a cell locked up for 27 years and every day they are coming to you with a proposal of how to just ease this thing down. Just calm down a bit. If you just pipe down a bit, all these people will accept you. If you have pity and people say, oh, no pity, oh, no, we don't want him here. He's just trying to tell you, if you just change tactic a bit. But you know, every time we tried that, we just got poorer. Those who take from you cannot tell you how to pipe down. Unless you don't believe in that way, on that cause. We believe. I don't care who accepts us or not. We will stand here still till we win every single person. What eyes have not seen and what ears have not heard. I've presented the word to you today. I'll see what you walk with it. May God bless the nation family. May God bless all our friends. May this week be prosperous for you. May you rise above your enemies, above every limitation. May the God of peace be with you in the name of Christ, the only begotten Son of God. May the edge of God be over you. And can I say 400-500 amen and amen and amen and amen on the screen quickly. Amen and amen. A beautiful week for you. I bless this year in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of this mission, may this year be blessed for you on all sides. May you have new ideas, prosperous ideas. Open heaven, open heights in the name of Yehoshua. Can I see amen? I need 400 more. The blessing is on you. Have a beautiful week. God bless you this week. Amen. Freely you gave.
Freely you gave.
Everyone say,
freely you gave.
Be it all. From Canada to Australia, Texas, I can see your amen. Nigeria, Lagos, Abuja, Cameroon. Is on you. Grace is on you. From House of Medics to Lord in the City.